Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. A quick update today on progress with the UK Center for Grain and Forage Excellence. UK's Chad Lee was appointed coordinator of that center last year, and things are moving along.
We have an architectural firm, and they have submitted a study to the Governor's Office of Ag Policy. It looks like that they are going to be pleased with that study, and we'll be able to move into the next phase, which will be the intensive design and sending the project out to bid. And so the goal is that we will be breaking ground at Princeton in about August of 2017.
In a nutshell, the center's focus is to upgrade, expand, and streamline research opportunities. There will be increased acreage at the Princeton facility and an upgrade expansion of the physical plant. It all began with a few farmers.
If we jump way back, it began with farmers. A few of the farmers in this room today were involved in those very early discussions about what we do. And from there, we developed a proposal that eventually went to the Ag Development Board. Kentucky Ag Development Board gave us a grant of $15 million with the expectation that we will match that through university funding, through grants, through donations and gifts. And so we're in the process of going out and doing some fundraising as well, looking for other partners.
I'm sure the center will get its share of discussion this Thursday in Bowling Green among farmers at the Kentucky Commodity Conference. We'll be right back.
What do bacon and eggs have in common? Besides being staples on your breakfast plate, they're produced by poultry and livestock farmers that provide safe, healthy, and affordable food choices for you and your family, while also supporting our communities and our state. Kentucky's poultry and livestock sectors support nearly 33,000 jobs and help generate $5.2 billion in ag revenue, helping Kentucky farmers lead the way in providing safe and healthy food for you.
A message from Kentucky soybean farmers and our checkoff.
We're back with UK's Dr. Chad Lee, director of the Grain and Forage Center of Excellence, now in the planning. He says expanded research benefits everyone, the entire farm community. They'll be paying particular attention to increased efficiencies and environmental sustainability, with impacts good for all of us.
Certainly the grain farmers, directly because of the emphasis on the Grain and Forage Center. We've got a new forage specialist we've hired, but also by improving the offices and the labs and the meeting space, every researcher extension person at Princeton benefits, and so the beef cattle folks benefit, economists benefit, horticulture, and so it does touch a lot of different aspects of agriculture. Looking at a larger system, you know, our primary customer on the grain side is our livestock industry, and so we've got to have a vital livestock industry if we're going to have a vital grains industry.
UK's Dr. Chad Lee, that Kentucky Commodity Conference this Thursday in Bowling Green. And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.